You're listening to the Can't Sit Still podcast, where today's news stories are made as funny and informative as possible. Now here's your host, JJ.
How many cards you buy?
Like 15.
How much does it cost?
70.
$70
for 15 cards.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Can't Sit Still podcast. Thank you to the voice in my head that you all get to hear as well. I'm your host JJ. Joining me today as always is Alex.
Hey, throwing you a curveball today.
Yeah, and fast drive right down the middle, Delvin.
Hey, whoa, right there.
Oh, fuck. Keep your hands off the table.
Oh, it.
You're making a lot of noises, man. You're making a lot of noises.
I was always told I had to keep my hands on the table before.
Alex isn't allowed to put his hands under the table.
As they sit right now, under the table.
New venue for the 100th time in a row. You might recognize this from when we used to do it over Discord. This is my bedroom, like loft in my house. Looks pretty boring. It's pretty cool over here and here. Shows the boring wall. So yeah. There's that. Yeah.
Aesthetically speaking, this is the best way we can make it work.
This is the best way it's going to sound and look this week. So sorry if it's less than good quality. I don't know. We cover weird news and unconventional news topics on this. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. There's a couple of news topics that are going to make me angry, and I'm going to try not to go full Jacob on it.
Here we go.
So
it's a good start.
Place your bets now. Will he go full Jacob?
Let's just start with the first one. It's about the Catholic Church.
Oh, good start. Good start.
It's kind of.
When have they ever done anything wrong?
Draw
me a map.
How much time do you have? all right. Basically, this woman. Okay, now that I say it, my mic stands way too high.
That's only better. Someone had warned you.
That's better. All right. Basically, this woman was going through a rut in her marriage, and her and her husband.
The title for this one this week?
What do you mean?
Every one of them has to have a title now, right? We have titles.
Well, you mean of the podcast or of the story?
No, the story.
It just says, I don't know if I'm going to touch this one, but it's the first one I'm doing. let's see. So her and her husband decide to spice things up and then make an OnlyFans account together. And they didn't think, they were just like, oh, this is just going to be like a fun thing to do in our marriage. And it ended up, they were like, it's not going to. They said it's very tame, and they were like, we're not expecting it to do that much. Their first month, they earned $14,000.
Damn.
And now per month, they earn upwards of $150,000.
All right.
So
I should start an OnlyFans.
A father.
Yeah, you should. I would buy Alex's OnlyFans.
Leave a comment if you would buy. Give a good profile to the camera.
Yeah, look at the camera. Wink at him. Oh, God. I would. I'd buy two.
I'm going to go broke.
Can I subscribe twice, please?
What if it's the same picture, the same selfie every single day? He just uploads one.
Oh, I'm not going to upload every day. Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Once a week, maybe?
Once a week.
What would you charge?
It was like a baseline
you
get to make.
You can do a per month, or you can do a per picture or video. So you can put a paywall for each post.
That would be so greedy, but so good.
Or you can just.
What are you doing? What's your price? And what are you doing?
I feel like if I get people in for the experience, so I'm going to do like a monthly fee, I think.
For how much?
$10.
Ooh. $10 a month.
Five?
Oh. I'm going to tell you right now that there are some OnlyFans that I subscribe to now that are not anywhere close to that high, and they're providing me a little bit more.
I would
more.
Do
so
really
I'm
going to
need
you
to either three.
I would do three.
Yeah,
for you.
Dude, I would do five. But I better get more than just one picture.
A week.
Oh, you get. You have four
a
week.
4 a week. All right.
No,
I can live with that.
4 a month.
That's once a week.
Yeah.
If you do.
Not even because when there's 5 weeks in a month, I'm getting shortchanged.
I think you guys are just prudes.
Whatever. Anyway.
You sound like the Catholic Church right now.
Now, see, if you did $5, two pictures a week, one video a month, I'd be like, all right, for $5 for Alex, I'd do that.
Sexual and non-sexual stuff.
Why wouldn't you do it for me either way, though, if you're my friend?
I would because I am your friend. It's like your Twitch stream. Like I would subscribe to your Twitch, but like, at least
give me my value.
Yeah,
give me my money's worth.
I get it, but
this is gonna show up on my credit card bill. My wife's gonna see this. I need to have excuses.
Well, she's gonna subscribe too.
Yes, she would.
Oh, totally.
She absolutely would. Mm-hmm. Only if you subscribe to hers.
I mean, stop and think about it, though. You have me, Jacob, Ariana,
Caius.
Rachel. Rachel, I'm sure, would.
Your parents.
Probably, yeah, your parents would definitely would subscribe.
That. Your brothers.
I don't. Yeah.
If you're,
that one brother definitely has an OnlyFans account. He's not the one that he participates with, but one that he subscribes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just stop thinking about it. You have all of all of your friends are definitely going to subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, stop rocking the table.
I know. If they're definitely going to subscribe, you're making pretty good money just off of your friends. And then if you get subscribers,
think about how many Pokemon cards you could buy off of your OnlyFans.
We'll talk about this off camera.
No, I think now's the perfect time to discuss.
If you did non-sexual stuff a month, but one dick pic a month,
also
$10 for sure.
Oh, really?
I'm telling you right now that 2020 Broadcasting owns that, so we get royalties.
You don't own shit. Next question.
Okay. All right. So anyway, a father so their kids go to this private school. I'm going to completely not say any of my opinions on private schools. But a father of a different kid in that private school.
Wait, father or father?
A parent.
Okay. There you go.
Of one of the kids in that private school in her kid's class found her OnlyFans account by accident. So what does that say about him?
yeah.
And there was a group of parents, specifically moms, that went to the school, and now all three of her children are expelled.
What?
Really?
Her children got expelled from the Catholic school because they don't agree with their parents having an OnlyFans account.
You're making more off of that than you're making off of teaching.
Yeah,
I promise you that.
Pay for a different private school.
She's not a teacher.
Oh.
Her kid.
I'm sorry.
She doesn't have to do anything.
She makes that much money a month on OnlyFans.
Let me just tell you that there is a teacher that actually has an OnlyFans, and then she did. It's a different story.
No, yeah, that story, I remember.
Yeah.
This is a different story.
Yeah, crossed those wires.
And this
there.
Is.
And so, yeah,
I really am
bad.
Trying to not
my
go
bad.
Off, but I'm just going to say that, like, this schools are overreaching, like, so fucking far. Our school went through a thing where they were like, can we punish people for stuff that they put on Facebook when they're not at school? And it's like, the answer is no. I can't wait to have a kid and just be that parent at PTA meetings because I'm just going to be like, no, like, I don't care. Like, okay, here's the thing. Cyberbullying is bad. It is wrong. But if my kid, God forbid, is cyberbullying another kid, if they get detention, I'd be like, well, can you provide proof that they were doing it
at
school?
What are you saying, God forbid? It's going to happen.
No, my kid's going to get bullied. It's not going to be a bully.
I don't know.
See, this is where I always think of the Tyler, the Creator tweet, where he just says, how is cyberbullying real? Just close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
But
if I could be like, could you provide proof that my kid is cyberbullying kids at school or with a school laptop, then they can be, you can give them a detention. But if my kid is at my house, I would stand by that. If I feel like I would probably view it differently, but even if my kid was getting picked on and they were like, don't worry, we're going to give the kid detention, I'd be like, you can't do that. They're outside of school. You guys are here to educate. Like, you can't keep what if I get a speeding if I get a speeding ticket and I'm in high school, are you guys also going to give me detention? Like, what the fuck? Like, this is not like,
it's what we have guns for.
I was going to say the only time that it should be acceptable is whenever it kind of overflows into the school life. Yes,
because there was a fight that happened when I was like a freshman in high school, at the town square, like blocks away from the school, and like I was like, why is the principal even involved? I was like, this is not, and if I was the principal, I'd be like, why are you trying to make me do extra work? Like, if the fight happened in the gym, I'd be like, yo, or whatever. But that shit happened at an IGA. Like, what the fuck do you want me to do?
I think the main reason that they do it is because they know that it stems from somewhere, and the place that it's probably stemming from is the school.
I think
it's they don't just come to the school and then all of a sudden be best friends and then leave the school and then automatically go back to bullying.
And I also
think
that a lot of what happens in school, like, I don't think that, like, school boards just make up rules. I think a lot of parents go to them with concerns, and they go, all right, we'll make dumb rules about it. And you're like, okay, well, you can't just listen to these fucking dumbass parents. That's what, like, we won't get into it, but our old high school had a lot of stupid people make a lot of stupid decisions that really drove some shit into the ground and caused people to leave and stuff. It was a whole mess, and I don't know. And so this chick outside of school, like, it's not like she's breaking into the third grade class, math class, taking nudie photos in front of like the Pythagorean theorem and posting them online.
That would make me learn a lot more.
Dude, I would know A squared plus B squared equals C squared if that is the case.
The only thing here, and the main thing that I want to try to reiterate is that this is the mother, mm-hmm. not the kids. The kids should not get punished one bit for what the mother is
the
doing.
The mother shouldn't get punished.
No.
This should
be a
non-conversation.
But I'm just saying, like, that part reaches even further, yeah. is that these kids have nothing to do with what it is. Like, okay, so are you going to just kick a kid out of school if his dad is a murderer?
Or
no,
like,
that has nothing to do with the
kid.
I would
be raising hell. I'd be like, I want to do a fucking, like, case study on everyone's home. Oh, that guy's an alcoholic? I want his kid out of the school. Kind of like, I don't know if I told this story. I got a ticket from the city because my alley where I put my trash was a little overgrown with, like, some shrubs. I went up to everybody's house, and I took a picture of everyone's house that was overgrown because they gave me a warning, and I said if they ended up giving me a ticket, I'm going to report every single person on my block. But if they don't, and they didn't end up giving me a ticket, but I was like, if they don't, I'm going to let it go. But if they do, I want to report every single fucking person, because why am I getting singled out for having overgrown shrubs when everyone else does? This is bullshit. And I think I might still have that video of me just walking up the block going like, fuck this guy. This guy sucks. All that hedge is over the line.
Paul, you're all right.
but you're coming close.
Watch yourself.
So, yeah.
And did you give yourself a name?
Did I give myself a name?
Yeah, like the overgrown vigilante?
No, just the dickhead.
The shrub up?
I was being an ass, and I'm 100% aware. And if someone did that to me, I'd be like, come on, you're a dick. And I know that, but fair's fair.
Yeah.
So I get that this is a private school, and private schools have different rules. And it's sort of like a... People are like, oh, you can't just, Twitter can't just ban people for saying stuff they don't like. And it's like, yeah, it's a private
Did
business.
These kids get, or did the parents at least get their tuition back?
See, I don't know.
Because they should.
It didn't say, I doubt they did. And I don't know if she's even pursuing like any legal action, because I don't know if she has a leg to stand on in like a court. Because it might just be written in like, I don't know, a user agreement for a kid. What's that? Like when you sign up for a school, it might just be like, if we kick you out.
Handbook.
Like, it's like a at-will state for jobs, mm-hmm. but for school. And they might just be like, if we decide that we're going to kick you out, mm-hmm. we're kicking you out, and you can't do anything about it. But I think more like she was just taking this to the news so that she can get the story out there. Because this was bullshit.
Yeah, it's absolute bullshit.
It's honestly, though, it's great advertisement for OnlyFans.
I tried finding it, but they didn't provide it in
I'm telling you what, people make so much goddamn money
off
yes. OnlyFans.
Dude, I know.
And yet, okay, this is a weird line to go
here
off
we go.
On.
Uh-huh.
But like, Pornhub Premium. I don't think they got nearly as much as what OnlyFans is, but I think it's just OnlyFans has
a better marketing tool.
More
Pornhub Premium users than you think.
I don't know that there is.
How much is a Pornhub Premium account?
I have no clue, but I maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's the varying different
I think it's
price
because
points,
there's so much free stuff on Pornhub, and then there's like some paid stuff, but
yeah, but there's still so much.
There's a lot of free stuff on over OnlyFans, but there's a lot more paid.
Yeah, and it's harder to get to the stuff on OnlyFans, whereas Pornhub, the free videos also have advertisements, so they're still making money.
And the OnlyFans is a little bit more personal, so I think that like people connect with that better in their heads.
That's probably the thing that... Because the ads are ads. That's no matter what.
They're still making good money.
Oh, my God.
There's no way this chick
is... How long do you think it's going to be before OnlyFans become sponsored?
What do you mean, like sponsored?
I think they're
are they doing it now?
I think they're doing the sponsor.
Could you imagine?
What do you mean?
What do you
like?
Yeah,
okay,
so
you're getting like, let's say that this chick or guy, gets like $10.99 a month. All right, and then on top of that, he or she are now getting sponsored ads, so that it's just like in the middle of
okay,
whatever
I know
they're
what
doing.
You're talking about, and I have seen that, but
okay.
Those people, from what I've seen, is that they like. People who have big OnlyFans, they sponsor stuff on other accounts, like on their Twitch or on their TikTok.
Hmm.
Because I've seen a lot of that stuff, like someone like is sponsored on TikTok.
Yeah, would you be pissed off though if you had a subscription to this OnlyFans and then you all of a sudden saw like a sponsorship in there? It'd be like, hey, the whole reason I'm paying you is because I don't want you to have a sponsorship.
No,
I want this to be a personable experience.
I don't know how OnlyFans works, but I just probably wouldn't watch that one. does
well,
that make sense?
Well, okay,
like
but if
videos.
You like, if
yeah.
like
a sponsored
okay.
YouTube video, you're just like, I'm good.
Well, my point is like, okay, so let's say at the very beginning, this person just started their OnlyFans, and you grew with them, you know, like as they've been like the longer you've been with them. No, it coming out of my mouth doesn't make any.
You're talking about parasocial relationships, which are just bad in general.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying that eventually, after they've grown a while, fucking call it a YouTube person. I don't care if it's an OnlyFans thing.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're saying it's a parasocial relationship where the consumer is going to be pissed because the individual or entity or whatever is taking money for an ad when they're just trying to make ends meet.
Uh-huh.
And where realistically, you could say that's greed. But realistically, if you were in their shoes, you do the exact same fucking thing.
But the difference is you are paying them to be able to make ends meet. You're
right.
Already paying them, and now they're getting paid.
Yeah,
because
the difference on YouTube is because
yeah,
YouTube's free,
YouTube's
and then you
free.
Watch it, and you're like, "Oh, Gus Johnson has a."
I mean, there's still like people pay for like YouTube Premium and stuff. People subscribe to streamers, and streamers still do like paid sponsorships and shit.
Yeah, but when you get like when you pay on YouTube Premium,
or Twitch.
How much of that's actually going to the creator you're
exactly.
watching? This
very
one
little.
You were directly paying
okay.
this
so
person.
So we'll equate it to Twitch then,
and on YouTube and Twitch when you pay for that. It's also getting rid of ads.
Mm-hmm.
No. On Twitch, you can subscribe to a streamer and they can still do sponsored content.
But, okay, they can still. But even if you're not subscribed to them, when you click on someone's stream, there's an ad still plays.
Not always, no.
But sometimes.
Yeah.
And if you're subscribed, that goes away.
Yeah. Not always, but yeah.
So I had a point. I don't remember what it was.
So it's basically like it would be on Twitch where you subscribe for like ad-free content or whatever.
Yeah.
But they can still do sponsored stuff.
Sure.
Because it's
but,
in their power.
But my
and
point
then you
is,
can just say, fuck you, I don't like it when you do sponsored shit, and you can just unsubscribe.
Can you stop tapping the table?
Sorry.
You could, but my point is like, you want to stay there for them, but now that they're doing, you feel betrayed because they're
Why would you feel
do,
betrayed?
Because you're paying them in order to be able to be like their original self.
Yeah,
themselves.
But
okay.
You're not paying them.
And you don't want to see an advertisement. The whole reason you're paying.
No, I think you're
no,
paying to
no,
see.
No, hold on. You're paying to see them naked.
Yes.
You're not paying to get rid of the ads. On Twitch, you're paying them because you enjoy their content.
Yes.
On YouTube, you're paying to get rid of ads. That's almost the only
yes.
reason to pay for YouTube Red is to get rid of ads.
So what I'm okay. saying is, why are you upset that someone's
cashing
taking
in.
More money? When they can, when the opportunity is available Plus, to them, when you would do the same thing in their shoes, and you should be honestly happy for them that they're able to do this with their position that they're in.
And
no,
when
I okay, I'm sorry
any
to
case,
see your point.
Whenever
yeah,
I see
where
people,
you're coming from.
Whenever I see people get mad, they're just like, oh my God, I can't believe they sold out. Like they took Taco Bell money, and it's like, okay, so, and this is like a specific case. It's like, yeah, they took money, they did a sponsorship with Taco Bell. That sponsorship made them create a whole new series that was good.
Mm-hmm.
So they just made more content. They just got paid for it, and if you don't want to see the Taco Bell ad, you know it's in the first 30 seconds of the video, so just start the video at second 31.
Yeah.
And, yeah. What was the original start of this conversation?
Well, the original start of the conversation was, would you get pissed off if the person that you're now paying a subscription to all of a sudden gets a sponsorship deal and starts putting those sponsorships
now,
in the content you're paying.
I think the difference is if someone only does sponsor content, that's an issue.
Yeah, because now
whenever
I'm paying
they're doing
for
normal
you.
Content mm-hmm. and then they throw a sponsored ad in there.
Stop tapping the fucking table.
Sorry, it's
there's no piano there. Get your hands off of it.
It would sound much worse if it was a piano. Believe me.
That's what we ought to do. Put a piano here so we can stop doing it.
No, so yeah, I get what you're saying. If you're paying that person, okay, let's just say you're on OnlyFans, Alex Bell.
Uh-huh.
You're paying this chick, Bella Delphine, to
mm-hmm.
see her naked.
Right.
And if she starts doing sponsored content, you're like, okay, you better still be naked. And if she is, you're like, all right, no problem. But if it's just like 5 videos a day of her being like, dude, you should drink G Fuel, you'll
yeah.
be like, oh, why am I paying to see? I'm now paying to see ads.
Right. It's all, is it still worth your value? Is basically the point.
That's mainly well,
and I can kind of see your point as well,
yeah,
but I'm
yeah,
just kind of
I do because now you're paying someone and you're like, I'm getting ads, but I feel like if you're still getting that original thing that you're paying for,
uh-huh.
in my eyes, you're good.
That's why I think okay. relating it to Twitch and how their subscribership works is a lot more.
The long story short here, Alex,
YouTube
is
one.
When I buy your OnlyFans, am I going to start seeing some sponsored shit?
If they
because if I start
me,
seeing some
yes.
sponsored
you know
shit,
what? If they
not,
offer it to you, I'm going to double. I'm going to make a new account and subscribe to you twice.
Oh yeah,
and then I did, and I'm not seeing enough
sell out for
I'm going to have
everybody.
Some problems.
I will sell out for everybody. I'll throw a random dick pic
should we
in
make
there.
It? Should we make an OnlyFans and just post the podcast to OnlyFans everywhere?
No. At that point, maybe
on,
let's just get a Patreon.
You guys
let's just get a Patreon.
All right, that makes more sense.
That makes way more
well, no,
sense.
I know a Twitch streamer who he has an OnlyFans. OnlyFans was originally created as like behind-the-scenes stuff. It was not a porn site. It was originally
look what
created
it's devolved into,
for
you know?
Like celebrities to
evolved?
Post.
Devolved?
Evolved.
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 For sure.
Well, no,
evolved.
It's just a better way for people to like make
like,
content.
There are celebrities like Cardi B and like Harry Styles and people. They have OnlyFans, but they use it the original way it was intended, which is they just post behind the scenes stuff.
It's funny you mentioned that because I looked up a person and I was like, man, she's really hot. I didn't know she was a celebrity. And I actually went on there and I looked and I was like, oh man, $5. This is a deal. This is a steal of a
and
deal.
It was just the celebrity.
And it
stuff?
Was just the celebrity talking. I was like, what a fucking ripoff.
I know a Twitch streamer who does it because, and he has like a lot of followers on TikTok, but TikTok won't put him in the creator fund, which is how you get paid for TikToks. So he started an OnlyFans because he was like, that's like Patreon, but better. He's like, it's a bit. But I'm like, well, that's what it's for. And he does post stuff on it. I didn't follow him because I was like, well, at the time, I was like, I don't want to make an OnlyFans account just to follow this Twitch streamer. I don't even really. Watch him that much. I just think that it's funny that he did it.
Yeah.
Wait, is this the one that I'm thinking of?
Daddy Ditto?
Okay. No, it's not. I wish.
Do you think there's people that get all their like content from like OnlyFans? Whereas like, you know, like we go to like YouTube or Twitch or Reddit or whatever. You think they just go to OnlyFans?
I bet they go. So they do go to other sites. You're not saying they only get their stuff.
No,
from
I'm saying they mainly get all their content from OnlyFans. Do you think there's people like that?
Yeah, I'm sure. If you're paying for it, I'm sure that you're logging
you're
in.
Like, I'm getting my fucking work.
Yeah, yeah. My money's worth.
I guess that's true. I don't know. I've just never seen it as a site like that.
We should probably move on.
We should.
We've talked about OnlyFans.
Oh my
like
god,
20,
that's what
25 minutes.
Oh my god, we have to move past OnlyFans. Come on, guys.
Moral of the story: we're starting one.
Why have we been on OnlyFans topic for so long?
Oh no!
Holy shit!
All right, let's go. Let's get to the next one. News podcast, my ass.
That was the only content I brought today. Sports news. I brought one topic. It was about a mom. We talked about the mom for 5 minutes and OnlyFans for 20. Anyway, sports news. I have sports topics. Okay, you already saw it. You didn't. All right. Disc golf.
Yes.
What's the sport of the future?
It's the sport of the future.
It's the future now.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
What do you think the average professional disc golfer makes?
Okay.
I'm not allowed to talk.
And just remember, this is a real world. Don't go crazy.
Like annually?
Yeah.
$50K.
Do they make as much as minor leaguers in baseball?
Let me tell you this. According to outdoordiversion.com, they earn from $62,870 all the way up to $62,870 to $145,473.
Okay.
Now,
it's like LCS money.
This comes from the 25 PDGA golfers. 10% of the players make $212,000.
Mm-hmm.
So Paul McBeth just signed, or well, he signed a contract back in 2019 for 4 years. How much do you think he got for the 4-year contract?
$4 million.
$250,000.
Okay.
All right. So he just signed a new one.
Mm-hmm.
10 years. How much do you think he got for the 10-year contract?
So for four, it was $250,000.
Yeah. I'm disqualified.
So. Yeah, you're disqualified.
$500K.
$10 million.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
yeah. And 3 years ago, he got $250,000. He just re-upped for 10 years to the PGGA, $10 million.
Now I go okay. What's the longevity of playing disc golf?
He's gonna fuck up a shoulder.
Well, I'd say what's the injuries that might be going on there? Is it shoulder, elbow? Is it maybe hips?
Shoulder, elbow, wrist might be your biggest factor. You got to keep those babies in shape.
Because is it like a pitcher where it's like, yeah, the arm's pretty important. It's a thing slinging it. But for the like the abs and
I don't think it's as much ab leg as a major league pitcher.
Okay.
I think because you have a lot. I think it's mainly arm.
Okay, that makes some sense.
So how often is this is like a tournament a month? In like the warmer months,
how often do they play?
Because I'm like trying to equate this because my mind immediately went to like esports contracts. So like league contracts, like LCS contracts, you can earn from like $75K to some players are making like $1.2 million a year, $2 million a year. There's some like Chinese players that are making like $4 million a year.
I swear to God, so. If you tap this table one fucking time.
But yeah, like
what are you gonna do about it?
But their careers are a lot.
You
shorter.
Just kicked it with your big ass boot.
You can't prove that.
So like a 10-year contract would be unheard of. So like 10 years, 10 million. Like I guess that's actually, if you think the sport's going to continue growing and you're already paying people this much and
where
this
does
guy's
he live?
Really fucking good.
Where does he live? I have no idea.
Because the tax.
And if he lives in California, he's fucked anyways. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not making hardly anything. What do you think there's a lot of agents for disc golf?
No, there's probably one guy.
That's probably why this guy, this, like, the sport itself is actually making absolute millions of dollars, but this guy just now signed the first $1 million contract.
Dude, disc golf sounds like something I would see on ESPN 8, the Ocho.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
the
I would love
that's
every
not
second
real,
of it.
Like, actually, just dude, a consistently year-round
thing. I thought
they were going to
do it.
They only did it for a week. It was only a week-long bit.
And it was great.
It was
great.
It was fantastic.
Like,
I
would watch dodgeball. It showed weird shit like monster trucks and stuff like that, and like awesome
that slapping contest, man, that was fucking awesome.
It's dude, like Ultimate ESPN Tag doesn't want to make money because their content has been shit the last 5 years.
Ultimate Tag is fucking crazy to watch. Like people are like parkouring, like they set up a course and you start at one end and one guy has to touch the other guy and it's parkour and they just
I've seen that,
dude. It's crazy. Maybe I'll post something, post a picture or a GIF of something right now.
No, but like it's, ESPN 8 just sounds to me like it would absolutely print money.
Oh, it would. People would love it.
And I don't
actual
know
sports suck.
Why they're scared to do it. Like, there's so many times in the year where there's just like lulls in sports where like it's just the regular season or whatever.
For sure.
And I don't want to watch the like 90th basketball game of the year when I could watch fucking
at the point
frisbee
of
golf,
where they start
you know?
Playing tennis is where they should take tennis out. And put in ESPN.
I like
eight
watching
deals.
Tennis.
Tennis is
I
pretty good every once
like
in a while.
I like watching tennis. It's
I don't
want to
watch
bad.
Ball go back and forth. Quick.
You like watching fucking baseball, the world's most boring sport?
Absolutely.
Pitcher,
there's a lot
catcher,
more to it.
Pitcher, catcher, pitcher, catcher.
Except
ground ball,
for one
bat
hits,
hit the ball.
You know what I'm saying? Except for when they hit home runs.
Not the perfect games that I watch.
How often do they watch? How often do they hit a home run?
A lot more than you think.
Oh, no, I'm legitimately
probably
asking.
Like once a game.
Okay.
Once a game?
No, way more than that. I think it's up now.
Oh, are they juicing again?
Yeah. No. Here's the thing. They've been juicing the ball, not the people.
You keep telling me that.
Yeah, I know.
You keep telling me the phrase, they're not juicing the ball, and I keep asking you, what is juicing a ball?
Right.
And you've never answered
me. What they're doing is they're making the core in the ball a lot tighter so that whenever people hit the ball goes further than what it used to back in the day. And there's been a lot of pitchers in the MLB that have actually come out and said, I can tell the difference in the ball. You keep telling me that there's no difference in the ball. I throw it on a daily basis. I know when there's a difference in the ball. And then finally the MLB came out and said, yeah, we've been putting the...
Yeah, because didn't they juice the ball? And then for the playoffs, they were just like, we're going back to the old ball.
The
and
old
then
ball.
Everybody was just like, why are the score so low?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, this is weird. What's going on? And then the next thing they did is they put a humidor in like a lot of the places that have like really high air or like thin air and then like really humid heats. And so they're like, when the ball used to just fly out, now it just stops.
Love right. it.
Here's
so
what I have. This is the page on the PDGA, Professional Disc Golf Association website for January 27th to February 28th. Now, I don't think these are all in the same league, but like level. But here's all the games they have listed. Here, I'll show you both.
Oh, that's quite a bit.
This is a lot
you
of fucking
games.
This is a lot of games.
That would honestly definitely be worth the money.
In 2 months.
A million a year for somebody who's going to be playing that much. I think that's fucking cheap.
I mean, I feel like it's a fun game to play. Probably not a super fun game just to watch.
I feel like watching it every once in a while would be great.
You watch a compilation of the insane throws
exactly.
that people do.
Yeah. And it should be a lot like golf where you just, instead of watching them do the entire golf, you just watch them get...
I think it's more like the money doesn't come from you watching it in advertisers. The money comes from the brand and selling merchandise.
It's like how people would only watch Tiger. So now those people are only going to watch that guy because Tiger's not playing anymore.
But do you think this guy... Okay, listen, I know he just got $10 million, but it's like...
Did you hear what happened to Tiger?
He got in a car accident, right?
Yeah.
He fucked up his leg?
Yeah.
I think he had to put metal rods in his leg.
Yeah, he's not going to play anymore.
That sucks, man.
It does.
Well, to be fair, after...
When Tiger's in the hunt, that's actually like some...
Have you heard all
shit.
The new... Like, I think Ron White said it first in like 2018 or 2019 in one of his albums, where he's like, after all the disgusting Me Too stuff, we should be praising Tiger Woods for having consensual sex. Like, we did him a disservice for how many guys we canceled this year. And he kept saying, he was like, deservingly, these like Harvey Weinstein, Cosby, like Louis C.K., like all these people doing fucked up stuff. And yet we got on Tiger Woods' axe for consensually having sex with like 18 women. And he's like, and to be fair, he could have consensually had sex with thousands. And he had consensual sex with 18. And we and we ruined his life for
it. You know, that's a good point. Nobody, like, nobody of, like, Tiger's, like, past ever came out and said, you know, you're like, yeah,
no,
he never
raped anybody. He just, like, had
he's
a Tiger.
He just liked having sex.
He's Tiger.
And you know what? Good for him.
I don't know that he actually had a problem ever getting women, so.
No, I doubt he did.
Can you imagine a little kid, like, getting into golf? And it's like, really? You're going to get into golf? And he's like, I'm going to grow up. I'm going to be the best golf player, and I'm going to slam so much ass. And they're like, off golf. He's like, off golf. And he grows up, and he's like, I'm fucking doing it. I'm doing it.
Where do you think golf would be right now without Tiger, though, realistically?
I think it would be like...
It would be like tennis. It would legit be like tennis tier.
Well, tennis at least had Serena Williams bring it up.
That's true.
Every mm-hmm. sport has at least like one person who kind of like held it up for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I don't. Without Tiger, I don't think... I think the PGA Tour would... I think the green jacket would mean jack shit. Walk in a bar. I think if you walk in a bar now and you tell someone like, oh, I have a green jacket from like 20, whenever fucking Tiger didn't win it. Uh-huh. Someone would be like, wow, like you have a green jacket. You must be great at golf. I feel like if Tiger wasn't involved, you walk in a bar and you go, I have a green jacket. They'd be like, cool, I have a blue one. Like, what are you talking about? like, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's very true. Like, well, like you said, every sport has a transcendent star that actually like helps usher it into a
some
new,
have multiple.
Yeah.
How,
true.
I mean,
true.
Boxing is big in certain...
Muhammad Ali.
Exactly. But you know, boxing has a lot of big people because Floyd Mayweather, Mike Tyson was...
When you think of boxing, like the first thing that comes up, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Yeah, no. Mike
it's
Tyson,
Muhammad
I'm
Ali.
Saying if Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, didn't exist or didn't go into boxing, mm-hmm. you'd be like, oh, well, the next guy's going to be like George Foreman or the next guy's mm-hmm. going to be Mike Tyson. The next guy's going to be...
Great grills.
What?
George Foreman.
Fantastic girls.
I got my foot stuck in one once.
Anyways, no, you're totally right.
Yeah,
every sport has one transcendent star. Yeah.
Who's that guy who made speed skating cool for 2 years and then it dropped back off?
I don't know.
You know, maybe
Ono.
Not. Yeah, that's it.
Apollo
yeah,
right. Ono made
we
speed
need a
skating.
Curling guy in the States.
In the States.
We
really need a curling guy.
Gretzky.
Yeah, Gretzky obviously. For hockey. Like they someone
Jordan
makes every
or LeBron. Depending
Jordan,
on
Jordan.
It's Jordan.
Jordan
made
it.
Actually that's
no,
not.
No, Jordan didn't
true.
Even make it big.
No, because
I just saw a documentary about how they supposedly there's a conspiracy theory how they rigged one of the NBA they did a draft 1 year in the 80s to get basically strategically sending one rookie to one of the biggest, like to like the Knicks or something, like one of the big places.
Probably Patrick Ewing.
Maybe I'll have to try and find the video.
That makes sense.
But and they did it instead of just doing like a numbers based draft. They did
the lottery.
Lottery, yes.
Yes, that's because there was an issue a couple of years ago when it was the Lakers actually because the Lakers mm-hmm. got third overall pick when they had like 0.0025% odds of getting the third overall pick.
Oh yeah,
and they got it. So yeah. They're still rigging it to this
day.
Absolutely. That's why they're in the lottery
system. That's
why
NBA is one of the biggest sports in the world, or like basketball, or not in the world, but in the country. But the USA is the world.
They also don't have a franchise tag like football, and that really fucks football because players are just stuck with teams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
we won't get into that. That is not for this podcast.
Deep diving into each thing. Do you think Patrick Ewing has an OnlyFans account?
I would pay for it.
I would totally pay for that too.
Fuck, I should ask. My wife's mom dated an NBA player, and she's still mad to this day that she broke up with him. But she dated him.
Do you not know who it is?
No.
It's Andre Iguodala.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know if she actually wants me telling him that story.
That's all right.
It's out there now. But I think she dated him before he was in the NBA.
That's probably the perfect time to do it.
Exactly, right? She could have LeBroned him. Like, isn't LeBron's wife been with like him since like high school?
Yeah.
It's because he banged her in high school, and she was like, that's NBA dick. I know that's going to be a billionaire dick.
We should probably move on. Yeah. That's where we, you know.
Yeah, that's yeah.
All right. There's been a new world record. Reporting from Portland, Oregon, a man has just broke the record for highest blood alcohol content.
Ooh.
Now, a reminder to everyone out there, a range of 0.35% to 0.40% usually results in that is where you start the potential fatality of alcohol poisoning. The legal limit's what,
0.008?
Did he say, hold my beer, and then pass the fuck out?
How much do you think he blew?
I'm going to say, so I think it's 0.08, actually, is the legal limit, not 0.008. Mm-hmm. But
you're right, it's 0.08.
And I'm going to say he blew a 0.7.
0.7.
Man, he was like 0.7. Like he was like trying to tap on that table. From the table.
I'm holding myself back. Like, you guys.
I'm not touching it.
I'm trying for you at
you
home.
Need one of my fidget toys? I have a bunch here.
No, because right. I'll just tap the fidget toy.
How much do you think he blew?
What's our goal? How much did he blow?
Point
or did he
four
blow?
Is death.
What did he blow?
0.4 is death.
Uh huh. It's potential of death. It's like that's where alcohol poisoning
starts. I'm
going to
say like 0.38.
0.77.
Holy fuck.
He was slamming IPAs while showing someone his vintage vinyl collection, just going like, yeah, I know the coffee scene in Portland's great. Driving away from a hit and run, they pulled him over. The previous record, set by a woman, 0.72, also in fucking Oregon.
You know, they're built differently up there. That's where they drink, man.
What are they tossing in the water up there that just makes
it's
people
beer.
Superheroes? How is this not held by
they're just pouring beer.
How are they not
it's Coors.
Yeah.
Coors is the water
How's
there.
How's there not 17 fucking Florida guys breaking this record every other Saturday night?
Well, because they use them for Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, they're too busy throwing
well,
them.
Well, yeah. What about in Germany? That's where
they don't drink like Americans beer. Drink in Europe. They don't have a drunk culture over there.
Oktoberfest.
That's
telling me
still different.
They don't drink like a fuck.
No, they don't get like drunk to
they
die.
They just drink casually.
Yeah, it's like a casual
but that's,
thing.
Yeah,
like normal.
You get there.
You know, like
that's how you get there. It's just casual drink. This dude's just talking about his fucking vinyls, and he gets to a point.
He's going like, "Have I told you the type
death
of wax I use
two.
On my mustache?"
They probably don't. They don't like IPAs over there either. I don't think. Do they?
I don't doubt it.
I'd have to assume that somebody over there would.
They
be
like lagers and porters and. Other beer things.
I mean, who knows? Anyways, holy fuck, though.
Yeah, nine times the legal limit. 7.77. This guy's blowing fucking... he yikes. Couldn't even find the breathalyzer.
What's the drunkest you've ever been? I know your story.
Okay.
You got married off of that story.
Yep.
What about you?
I mean, I blacked out at a frat house in college.
Didn't on the way to that party... You found a beer in the front lawn of a frat house, and you cracked it and drank it?
It's a different day.
That's a different party?
It's a
different day.
His freshman year, he went hard and then was like, you know what? I'm going to play Overwatch for the next 4 years.
I'm good. I went hard that year, and I was like, you know, it's not really all it's cracked up to be.
I was like, dude, I remember when you were like, yeah, if there was a beer, and I just drank. I'm like, you just drank a random yard beer? And
it was
like,
sealed.
That's what he said. He said sealed. I'm like, and I get that, and that does hold an argument, but still it's a yard beer. You're like...
It's got to be warm.
How desperate are you?
I wasn't desperate. We were just walking down the avenue with all the frat houses.
Should have shotgunned it.
And there was just a beer sitting there, and the guy I was with was just like, you won't take it. And I was like, fuck yeah, I will. Fucking won't.
Here, hold my beer.
I took it, walked into the next house we went to, started drinking it. It's that easy.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Proud of you.
And then, then I don't remember the rest of that night, but we'll go on.
Probably,
make it. There was also another party where I walked to one, and there was a cop waiting outside because they were getting ready to bust it. And the cop was just like, "Hey, you might want to turn around." I was like, "Cool, see you later."
Yeah. I didn't know that story.
Good looking out, bro.
Yeah, the cops around there were actually pretty cool.
What's the drunkest you've ever been?
Okay, well, everybody knows here that I worked at a bar. One night after that, St. Patrick's Day, and obviously you've been working for at that point almost 14 hours. With that being the case, and it was a lot of carrying kegs and shit, and fuck that. Mm-hmm. After that, we were allowed to drink as much as we wanted. So this was the same night that I went to a different bar, and we all here know what happened there. Maybe you don't know. You know for sure, but you don't.
I don't. So much stuff happened when you were a bartender. I don't know what story. Is this the one where the guy forced you to buy weed off of him?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, okay. So I drank. I parked behind another bar whenever I would go to work, and I was walking to my truck. And whenever I walked to my truck, I threw up twice in the alleyway. And I go, I should go grab another drink. So I go into the bar that
uh-oh.
I parked behind.
Camera died. Hey, sorry, the camera died, and then we took a break and played some video games and ate some ice cream and ordered 6 Happy Meals so we could get the Pokemon cards.
But we got some great cards.
Some of us did.
It's been like an hour since we recorded last.
Well, hopefully the camera's charged.
Oh, you were telling your story about when you were drunk.
Yes. I'm going to make a very, very long story short. A bar got closed down, and then I slept in my truck until the next day.
Why'd the bar get closed down, Delavan?
There was a fight. Let's move on.
Okay. This is off the rails, but it's fine. I don't even know what happened to my my list. All right. This one's just so good. I love the way the New York Post wrote it, so I'm just going to read the article basically straight off of nypost.com. A meal delivery service was forced to apologize Sunday after a customer received what appeared to be a bottle of urine in their order.
What?
The unwanted ingredient, which apparently arrived in an empty plastic Coca-Cola bottle, was included in a HelloFresh meal kit delivered to an address in the UK. Is HelloFresh the one I...
Wait. That's not fresh.
Is that the one I convinced you to buy stock in?
No.
What? Oh, Blue Apron.
Blue Apron.
How's that doing?
Shut up.
Okay.
that good.
Oliver McManus. Tweeted at them and said, "Hey, at HelloFresh UK, I'll keep it simple. Why have I received someone's bottled up piss at my as part of my order?"
Here's the thing. I really appreciate when people actually say, "I'm going to keep it simple," or "I'm going to make a long story short," or "I'm going
to
do..."
Wow, way to pat himself on the back because
he just did that.
No,
I'm legitimately saying that because that means that you're telling me you value my time and I appreciate that.
Right.
That's fair.
And then he also sent a photo. When other Twitter users suspected that the bottle was full of apple juice, McManus offered to return the bottle to HelloFresh and, in quotes, "I'll send it to you so you can have a whiff in case you're skeptical," he tweeted. Others pointed out that the bottle may have been accidentally left there by a warehouse worker or a delivery driver. McManus agreed, saying that the box was already partially open when it arrived. In quotes again, "The last thing I want is for anyone to get sacked or in trouble as a result of an incident, of this incident. It is unfortunate that it happened, but I'm sure it raises some wilder questions about the work conditions in the UK."
That was going to be my question of, how is this just a normal thing?
It's probably some poor delivery driver just like had a bottle.
Just had to pee, man. Yeah. HelloFresh quickly responded to McManus on Twitter saying, "They truly lack the words to describe how sorry we are because of this," before issuing a longer apology to UK media outlets. That's so fucking crazy.
That is hilarious.
Basically, for people who don't know, HelloFresh just sends you ingredients and you make your own food. And like, it's supposed to be healthy, except for the piss.
Well, you could. It's sterile. You could drink.
It's
you
not
drink
sterile.
You could drink your own piss.
So my thing is, why were the people telling him to drink it? Like, it was apple juice. It's in a Coke bottle. Who would pour a Coke out of a Coke bottle and put apple juice in it and be like, "It's for my secret apple juice"?
Trust me, like, do you not think I thought this might have been something else and didn't open it up? Like, listen, there's been a whiff.
It could have been like that Crystal Coke, but it was just so old that it looked yellow.
Yeah, it aged.
Like the yellow tint to it.
Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, Crystal Pepsi, yeah.
It matters.
It matters. Okay.
The vibe is so weird now. We're so fucking full right now. Because not only did my wife make like a 17-course meal tonight on the grill, we just ate some more chicken nuggets and burgers so we could get those fucking Pokemon cards.
We're man children.
I like the ones I got. You got some good ones.
I got two great ones.
Delvin? All right.
In being the person at the bottom, I feel very betrayed.
I offered to trade you.
I didn't. Get fucked.
No, you didn't.
I was going
to, and then
I saw your cards.
Beside the point. Let's move on.
You got the really
shitty one. Hey, I'm moving on.
Okay.
Let's move on. Let's move on together, Alex.
JJ's pick of the week.
No.
Wait. Alex, if we were to run away together, how long do you think the week would last?
Where would you go? I feel like you guys would run out of stuff to talk about awfully quick.
Well, okay,
I don't know.
Probably not. We'd honestly be okay, I think, for a long time.
We have a very good dynamic without
you
around.
We're both okay with not talking.
Okay, because that's cool. I like that.
Yeah. So
just being able to be near somebody, do your own thing, and just quiet. It's nice.
Yeah.
I think we'd be good.
But I just feel like you two, you'd be like, this isn't an okay quiet. This is just an awkward quiet.
No,
man,
we'd be fine.
It'd be fine.
He would talk about baseball once, and that's when I would probably leave. But
you know what? I still have your guys' friendship from like 5 years ago stuck in my head from when you like accidentally showed up at his house thinking I was there and I was 45 minutes away in the other direction.
I still have the time that you showed up and just hung out with Dirk and watched Lost for like 45 minutes until I got home.
Dude, it was like 2 hours. You said you'd be home in like 30 minutes, and I was like, all right. And so Dirk was just like, so what's up? Dirk's Delvin's old roommate, who I talked to once. And I was like, no, I'm just waiting on Delvin. He's like, cool. We just watched 2 episodes of Lost together and didn't say a fucking word, basically. And then I fell asleep. Yeah, man, that apartment was weird.
Yes, it was.
All right.
It
was. So there was some road construction done on the A14 in Cambridgeshire in the UK between 2017 and 2018. They found some stones and such from an old Roman road. There were a few markings that had been recently put back together and studied and revealed in the carving of the stones believed to be used as road markers by the Romans. And the carving was none other than a dick and balls.
I was actually going to ask if it was dick, but
it was dick and balls.
Okay.
An Oxford archaeologist said that the piece was phallic images were seen as important images of strength and fertility in the Roman world, with it being a common practice for legionaries to wear phallus amulets, which would give them good luck before battle.
And when I put graffiti on the walls, that's what I'm doing too.
Yeah, just dick
and balls. It's about the strength and fertility.
I get it. So. So these are mile markers.
Mm-hmm.
How many miles do you think a dick and balls represented?
It did say, but it was in such
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, what is the average size of a Roman?
Oh, man. Yeah, because they say people are, like, taller now than they used to be.
Yeah.
That's what about 3 inches down the way.
You think they were really well hung back then?
Yeah.
You think they were
so
just, like...
Rome first has had a presence in, like, the UK in, like, 42 or 46 A.D., Mm-hmm. So what do you think the average dick size was like?
What's the average now? It's like 5 inches?
5.5.
3.
I think we talked about this before.
3, 2. 2's pretty solid. Dude, the amount of jokes on TikTok when it snowed all across the country like 2 weeks ago, and everyone was like, oh, it snowed 3 inches, 5 inches. Is that a lot? Do you find that like a satisfying amount of snow? At first, I was like, these are pretty good jokes. But after 3 days of dick to snow jokes, I was about ready to lose my mind.
Well, dude, mine's the one that I find so funny is the guy that was like, his girlfriend comes home and complains that he doesn't notice the haircut. And she's like, it was 2 inches. That's a lot. And he's like, it's not what you were saying the other night. So is it or a lot or is it not enough? I don't understand.
I'm going to give it a Google. I doubt we get any sort of answer.
I'm going to guess it's probably a little bit lower. So
I'm going to say it's probably like
4 miles, like a good 4 mile marker.
Okay, 4. We'll go with
that. Why would they have a half mile marker?
I don't know.
Would it be miles?
What's the average
dick?
I'd say 4.5.
What did they use in Rome?
I don't know. Clicks?
No.
Light years. I don't know.
Oh, light years. It's a point.
Oh, menshealth.com. There's an evolution of penis size throughout time.
When was I average?
You're the closest related to apes, apparently.
Oh, no.
Oh, let's see. I might actually read this because this might be interesting, but I don't want to read it right now. Oh, now it's talking about clitorises.
Yeah, well, just get us Roman. Roman times.
Roman dicks.
No answer. Human penis size.
You can tell me that I'm closely related to the apes, but yet you can't tell me what the size of Roman dicks
are. Why don't we just
give
it for an update next episode?
That's perfect.
I'll give it a look. Anyway, so yeah, it wasn't like dicks also were like not uncommon, basically carvings, but can you just imagine that now? I mean, they had to take down the 420 mile marker in most states because people kept fucking stealing them.
Well, it meant something a little different to them than what it does to us today.
I mean,
it's a good joke.
It's also the thing where you were just used to seeing other people's dicks because, you know, clothing wasn't the same.
Do you think it wasn't actually to mark how far it is, but what direction to go?
I think it was more of like a sign. And
maybe.
I think it was like... I don't know. Here in my head, this is how I closely relate it to modern day Cold War / World War II. There was an actual like.
Are you just saying that because it's a little small? It's cold out here.
No, there was an actual. I don't know if it ever got implemented. I know that there was an actual like military plan put into place where they would basically airdrop plane loads of condoms that were magnum size, like extra, extra large, but they were labeled medium so that the other people would think that Americans were physically superior. And I feel like Romans were like, take that other rest of the world.
Take that Ireland,
what we think of ourselves.
But I think like Romans put that up because they were like, not only do we have this badass road, we got dicks, and like for some reason, like a dick sign was like a big deal. I don't know.
You think boobs are a part of this?
I doubt it. In the Roman culture, I don't think
probably
so.
Probably not.
That was
right?
That was more of like a Catholic thing, like Renaissance, just constantly painting naked women and stuff.
Yeah.
But also like baby dicks and stuff. Like they had a bunch of naked babies.
Why specifically Ireland?
I think we had one Irish listener. So
okay.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
What are you calling him out for?
Because I want comments on the algorithm.
All right. That's true. Fair. Every time we mention a country, we get like a peek at that country. Yeah.
Like I said, we should just have a podcast where we just list off different countries.
All 195 countries.
Name them all.
Mm-hmm.
Wakanda.
Good start. Minecraft world.
Oh, fuck.
All right.
You say one now.
Yeah, you got to do one. Ireland.
Madagascar.
That's a place.
It's a real place. All I could think of was the fucking Madagascar movie.
Wait.
What
do you mean real place? Wakanda's real.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's real, but it's not called Wakanda. It's based on a real place?
Let's go.
Africa.
Yeah, I guess. Anyways.
Based in that continent. But anyway, I don't know. It was JJ's picks of the week because I have a history degree. It's sitting in that drawer. Actually, I don't know where it's. I don't know where it's at.
Is it in the safe? It might be in the safe.
I don't know. Where's I going with this? I don't know. It was just a cool find. You know, it gives us more information about every like little thing. Gives you like a little bit more about history, and this just kind of shows a little bit more Roman presence in Britain at the time and dicks.
And plus, who doesn't love talking
about
dicks?
How funny is it that you find a carving of a dick and you're like, "This is a significant historical find. Like, this is such a big deal right now."
It's like the whole blank was here was an actual like thing.
Yeah, that was a thing. Like, yeah, like there's like Roman and Greek carvings and stuff like that. All over the world of basically people just putting their names and stuff.
Yeah, and now it's just a fucking joke kids do and like other kids like notebooks.
That,
and stuff.
What do you think in 100, 200, 2,000 years, like the same way we view the Romans and stuff like that? But they find that cool S thing that we all did in junior high because we don't even know what that means.
What about the pencil thing that we used to do, the little tapping thing where we had to like.
Well, how are they going to find that? Like, they're not going to find a carving of a pencil.
No, there's just going to be a kid.
It's going to be passed down for generations.
Oh, like everyone's just going to be doing it. And you'll be like, what's that all about? And we're like, oh, it used to be an ancient art. And we're like, nah, kids, the annoying kid did it in math.
Were either one of you two able to do it?
The S?
No, the pencil.
Yeah, I could back in the day.
I couldn't do it.
Did you get that pen? I want to see him. No, don't do it. The mics are picking up every fucking tap you do. That cool S thing, we don't know where it came from. I think that's crazy because that's so recent and like.
Yeah.
And everyone knows it across like.
Imagine being the kid that invented it.
I know, right? Some people say it originated in Australia. I mean, there's not a whole lot of proof. There has been some stuff where it's like been found and like, oh, it's kind of like. Something looks like that in a piece of art, or it was in like an 1880s math book.
Imagine being the kid that invented it and getting absolutely
no credit
for it. And not only getting no credit for it, but like it didn't. You got nothing.
Nothing.
It was nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
I mean, you can still look back on it and be like, hey, I did that.
Can you?
Well, imagine a guy who first adopted the swastika as part of his, like, the Asian religion, and then in the 40s ran around, and you were like, oh, fuck.
I do not associate myself with that at all.
It used to be a sign of, like, peace and shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, yeah, it got ruined.
It's in the Naruto manga. Anyway, it's just a fun little...
Is that a gunshot?
Yep.
Don't worry about it. It happens here. You guys aren't from a town like this. It's fine. You guys live out in the sticks.
Okay.
No, usually there's more there.
Yeah, but they're...
And it's normal.
For a different purpose. Someone's just getting a critter or a tin can.
Do you want to do
a crime just happened. Let's see where we are. How long is it?
Not very.
Go for it.
I'm sure you guys will not have a whole lot to talk about.
Go for it.
All right, so for Delavan's pick of the week, boys, they've done it. Mm-hmm. They've made cryptocurrency even weirder, even harder to understand. Essentially, now there's a thing called NBA Top Shots.
Oh,
can you guess what this is?
Was it a cryptocurrency of some kind?
It's like
it
an
is.
Online cryptocurrency like card thing.
But is
it
like a trading card thing? Like,
yeah.
Can I trade
a
LeBron James?
Here's the thing. It's not trading cards. You buy the rights to a highlight. So a highlight reel.
Oh, really?
You buy the rights to a highlight reel.
My roommate from
I was trying to tell you to stop fucking with it and I smacked your mic stand.
My roommate from college was actually like in line for it today, and it was like 1.5 million people in front of him.
Yeah,
and he was just like, "Nah, I'm out."
It is super.
He sent me
it's
a Snapchat about
and
it.
Okay, so here's the craziness that's going on with it. And once again, To me, I don't understand it because I can just go online and find these clips. Mm-hmm. So what's the inherent
value?
So
is the idea that someone's eventually going to ask you to license that one clip?
Well, essentially, that's what it is. Okay, so when you buy it, you buy a serial number. Then that's the thing that has the value. The serial number has the value. That serial number is associated with a specific clip. And if of that specific clip, people have the rights to purchase that serial number from you so that they can own that clip.
How much is one clip?
But the thing is that the clip itself is already out there. Like ESPN has it, and like everybody has it, but you just have the serial number.
So can I buy the entirety of Game 6, 2012, Eastern Conference Finals, LeBron James highlights against
Quit
the Boston
Celtics? Tapping the table.
Together? Yes, you can.
How much is it going to cost me?
A lot of money.
Because if I lose that, I'm going to have a thing that I can't watch on my bad days. I'm going to be really upset.
No, it's a ton. A lot of what's happening right now is that players themselves are actually buying these, like, their own highlights.
Smart.
And then making more money off it.
Buy a specific clip?
Yeah. You can buy. It's the same with trading cards.
It's just not like a lottery.
No, it starts out as a lottery, but once you have them, there's the typical
trading. I get that, like, someone who thinks, like, this isn't like a cryptocurrency. This doesn't make any sense. With the right amount of people and money, you can make anything a currency.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. It's built like a blockchain.
Oh, I don't know what those words mean at all.
It's like Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Bitcoin's blockchain.
You have a lock and you have a key. And when you have the lock and the key, that's how everything like kind of gets, and that's what the serial number's for.
How much do you think that eventually Michael Jordan's Game 6 like winning shot in the finals is going to be?
So far, I think the most expensive one that I've seen has been a little over $550,000.
I bet that one's going to eventually hit multi-million dollars.
I don't even know if that one's out there yet in circulation. It has to be. But eventually, I don't even know how you... I don't know how you go about like.
Can you put
putting
like,
these out there?
I don't either.
Or coming up with something.
Can you just do
like
an eBay auction and?
But essentially, what's happening is that a lot of the NBA stars are actually going and buying the clips from people, their clips, and whenever they buy the clips, they'll turn around and they'll resell them, and they'll make more money off of it because it's their clip and they're selling it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so this is a way that they're making
confusing.
A lot of money into it.
Yeah.
And so this is a very big thing. But my thing is that where the inherent value is in the serial number. So it's a lot like trading money. Because a lot of money, you know, whenever you go to trade money off of other than misprints, a lot of it has to do with the serial number that you're getting too. That's a lot of what's happening here. And I was reading over this thing, and the guy kind of had the same take as me. The take is, how is this thing essentially valuable? You can get this online. I can go to YouTube. I could type this in right now, and I could watch this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the serial number, which really just begs to ask the question, or I guess not ask the question, say people will buy anything.
I think
they will trade anything.
It's kind of like, how is this Pokemon card valuable? Well, I can just Google the picture of it. And you're like, yeah, but this is that piece of cardboard that was made by these people. It's like, yeah, you can go find that clip or you can find that picture.
But how do you go about minting this? You can't mint it. You can't give it like a mint 10 or a...
Oh, well, I don't think you have mint to. Like grading it, not like
grade,
minting, creating.
Yeah.
I don't know if it might not even have that aspect. I mean, it's a
probably
cryptocurrency.
Not,
I mean, you don't grade a Bitcoin.
It's not like you're going to play...
Or like, maybe it's based off of the camera quality that happened.
Or it's like, yeah.
Rarity of the clip, you know, like, oh, this is just a pass from Curry. It's okay. But, oh, this is when the lights went out and, like, fucking.
Yeah.
Because, like, when it's, like, cards, if you have, like, a misprint or, like, a miscut or something, that's where the grades go down. But
so I guess this is essentially a crossbreed. It's a crossbreed between a trading card game and a cryptocurrency.
So you mean this binder full of baseball and basketball cards I have over here is now worthless?
No, they still have worth. Everything, here's the thing. Everybody has something that they're trading, and that's still a thing that somebody's trading.
Mm-hmm. Man, this is interesting. That's so weird. It's kind of like, I feel like a boomer right now looking at like how Bitcoin works. Because the way I'm thinking, I'm like, I just cannot compute. The hamster in my brain is just going nuts on his little wheel.
It's going to be interesting to see how it evolves. Like if people with the actual like rights to it and the serial numbers are going to be able to like, copy strike like YouTube videos and shit like that, then that'll be really interesting.
Yeah, I kind of wonder.
Could be very slippery slope, basically.
Mm. Yeah. So. Yes. And I wonder if this is going to bleed into other sports, because right now it's just the NBA. I wonder when it's going to happen into the NFL and the MLB.
No one cares about the MLB.
No one cares about that.
Dylan's going to own
90% of the MLB.
He's going to own a whole game. Baseball cards are like one of the most traded things out there.
That's because they're just as boring as the game.
No, the most traded thing out there is STDs. So you really think you're going to put baseball cards in the same camp as STDs?
Yeah.
Are there scalpers for baseball cards like there is for Pokemon cards?
STDs. yeah, there is. Furbo.
There actually is. There's been a big problem lately.
Sure there is.
Walmart had a big breach a couple of weeks ago where some Walmarts are 24 hours still, even after COVID. Someone would go in, and they're supposed to stock the baseball cards at 7 a.m. Well, someone went in there, and at 6:50, they saw an employee taking all of the cards off the shelves, buying them, like clocking out, going and buying all the cards on break, and then leaving. And then 7 o'clock rolls around, there's nothing left. And you're like, you're not supposed to be allowed to do this. Like, you're the worker there. Like, I know that you're off the clock, but still, this is bullshit. Like, you got there before they were fucking on the shelf. And so, yeah, baseball is going through it. Baseball scalping is fucking intense.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm
sure. Because there's only, like, three people in each town that wants to do it. But, like, Pokemon cards, ever since fucking Logan Paul, jackass, and all the fucking streamers got into it, I don't want to get into it. It's too nerdy. It's too niche.
Long story short, I think it is super cool that this is happening, but also very, very confusing.
Diamond hands. Diamond Man's boys.
You guys want to do what's it called? Thank you.
Your own segment? Sure.
Let's do All in the Title. I only have a few, and then we'll get out of here and go back to eating fries from Happy Meals.
Sounds great.
Woman pleads guilty to biting a man's tongue off before a seagull flew off with it.
That's a lot to unpack.
So this woman, I looked and I read and I could not figure out why they got in a fight. But from what it said, she was insane. Going at this man with her fists, trying to swing at him, grabbing him, pulling him in, kissing him, tongue kissing him, biting off a 2x3 centimeter chunk of his tongue, spitting it into the road. When a seagull swooped down, grabbed it, flew off.
How did his tongue get in her mouth? When you're Frenching somebody, you have the control to not put your tongue in that person's mouth. Why did this dumbass say, oh, yeah, she's been hitting me. Dude, why I'm just going to fucking, you know, reciprocate
wrong.
Here.
It's the crazy moment.
Dude, yeah, the craziness
it's
gets you.
It's the heat of the
You've clearly
you've
never made
never,
out with any
yeah,
fucking psycho,
you've
man.
You've never been
because
in...
Because that shit gets you.
Exactly. There's the crazy...
Your girls are too
they're
sane,
the most
man.
Fun.
Your girls are too sane.
Apparently.
Boring ass.
Damn.
Just only missionary for you, I bet.
What, there's other things?
What else? You cut a hole
I
in the sheet,
on my
you
side
lay it
once.
Over. If you, oh man, if you don't come out of a relationship with at least one new scar, you're not even dating. You might as well be sisters.
Okay.
No, I don't know about that one.
Kiwi nun Sister Anne Marie breached COVID restrictions in Ireland to attend an exorcism.
You know, I get it.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, if you got to exercise some demons, you got to do it.
Here's the thing. COVID is clearly not going into that exorcism.
Yeah,
so you're safe
clear.
What was it before? The wrestling mats. They had a wrestling mat in the room when they were doing the exorcism, so COVID can't touch it.
What?
This is from an old episode where we were like,
that we covered?
That COVID can't get into. Yes.
Ohio was like allowing wrestling, but you couldn't shake hands after the match.
Oh, right.
And so we were just like, the wrestling mats prevent COVID.
Yes.
There's a barrier whenever you walk in.
That's because COVID can't throw down with these fucking teenage
boys.
No,
so
they can't.
They'll get a headlock.
So they took wrestling mats to the exorcism.
Yeah, they just get ringworm.
Which was worse.
Man, you know what? This is totally off topic, but have you, like, ever seen a dude with just mean cauliflower ear?
Here's the thing. Rachel and I earlier today was talking about cauliflower ear.
Dude, it's disgusting.
And here's the thing. I didn't think that was a real thing.
No, it is, dude. There's a guy on TikTok. He's a socialist, like, creator who, like, I watched some of his stuff, and he's a wrestler. And I get, every time, I've never looked at his face once. I'm just staring at the motherfucker's ears the whole time.
You know,
it's gross.
This brings up a whole nother topic, though, is that it's crazy how often you'll never hear a thing all the way up. Because I'm, you know, X number of years old right now, and I have never once heard the term cauliflower.
Time.
Have we?
Yeah, because I keep getting it wrong.
Yeah, okay, I'm 35. No. I'm between the ages of 18 and 40.
According to all the surveys I fill out on YouTube, that's the important age group that I fall into.
Yes. But the point is that I've never once heard cauliflower ear. Now I've heard it twice today.
Dude, you watched the Adam Sandler stand-up special.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we watched it.
No, we did not.
Dude, you told me you watched it.
I did not.
Who was I talking to?
Not me.
Questioning his friendship right now. Right.
But anyways.
Watch it. You should watch it. It's really good. But he has a song called Cauliflower Ear, I think.
Okay. Anyways, though, I've heard it twice today. Like, that happens all the time. Yeah. I'll have never have heard a word before ever in my life. And then it just constantly has been thrown at me.
That's a...
At one point
there's
in time.
A,
there's an
effect
term for it.
Yeah, there's a term
it.
For it. I can't remember what it is, but...
But
dude,
it happens all
it's
the
so,
fucking
it's so
time.
So weird. Like, just boxers and wrestlers get it. Like, UFC fighters, just you take enough cold clocks to the ear, it just swells up and grows weird.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like cauliflower.
Well, Rachel showed me a couple pictures of
Why
it
was
today.
She bringing it up?
The Bader-Meinhof phenomenon is when you learn about something and you hear it constantly.
Dude, I know. Mm. I just heard about that. Now I've heard it everywhere. Whoa. The Bader-Meinhof phenomenon.
You know, I don't remember what we were talking about. I think it had something to do with the dogs.
Oh, no, the lady bit off his tongue.
No. Why did Rachel bring it up?
Oh.
That's not even what story we're on. We're on the Kiwiners doing the exorcism.
I'm still stuck on the why the fuck did that guy stick his tongue in her mouth, man?
I don't know, man.
You just don't get it.
I don't.
You
don't
understand. All right. I get where this guy's coming from.
Phoenix family discovers 5,000 fentanyl pills inside daughter's thrift store toy.
Fentanyl. What's fentanyl?
Fentanyl is a drug.
Great, thanks. Fucking no, God.
Basically, it's what killed like Lil Peep and Mac Miller.
You still didn't tell me what it does.
Hold on,
does it just kill people? Why do we even have it?
It's like I think people are using it as like filler and like normal drugs.
Controlled like, substance, high risk of
it's
addiction
an opioid,
dependence
isn't it?
Can. Can
sign
cause.
Me up.
What the fuck no, does it it's do? Not. It fucks you up.
Yeah,
it's an opioid, so it's just like.
It's like a pain reducer.
Yeah.
It like it fucks you,
you
up.
You are
really bad.
Look, here's the thing. You're not.
I'm not.
You're,
not
you're selling
you.
Me. On
I'm,
listen, we have a guy. I'll text the guy after this. He'll get us a good description. Anyway, so they went to like a Goodwill in Phoenix, Arizona, and bought one of those like glow worm, like you know those things,
mm-hmm. They're,
like really creepy looking, and they like it felt weird, and so they cut it open, and there was this Ziploc bag with 5,000 fentanyl pills in
Someone's
it.
Someone's so upset.
Someone's
that's
pissed.
A lot of money,
that's
probably,
a lot, dude. That's a lot. And you know what? I bet it was 6,000, and the dad copped a few before they took it to the police. Have you seen that? There was a story that went viral a few months ago of a kid who found a bag with like $15,000 and he turned it into the police and the police gave him like a little plaque. And I was like, I pray to God my kid's never that fucking stupid to give $15,000 of free money to the police in return for a plaque. And yeah. It wasn't even a plaque. Like they had like a, it's like a template that they have and they just fill out your name and they go like, you're a junior deputy.
At that point, do you just like take $5,000 and be like, oh, I found this bag with $10,000 in
oh,
it.
Oh, absolutely.
Or take $10,000. And, oh, there's only $5,000.
If it's
left.
If it's an odd number, I'm rounding down. Like I'm like, oh man, this was $16,420. Found a bag with $10,000 in it.
Yeah,
I can tell you that right now. That's dirty money, but I'll clean it up somehow. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but don't you run the risk of maybe being counterfeit bills?
I know where. I know where you can get those pins off Amazon.
Okay. So you're going to buy a pin first and then turn
well,
in the money?
Well, that's that'd be really suspicious, wouldn't it?
buy the pin and be like, nope, this shit's fake.
Well, I would be like, well, officer, I checked it before I wasted your time with it.
I mean, at that point, too, it's like, why turn it in? It's just counterfeit money. Just throw it away.
I think you're supposed to turn it
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you still have to turn that
Burn
shit
it.
In.
Well, it might be related to a crime in which that you could get a reward for mm-hmm. if you turn it in. You never
that's
know.
That's true.
You never
that's
know.
True.
Virginia prison staff. This is why men are so fucking stupid. Honestly, okay, I'll get to it here in a second. Virginia prison staffer says she was fired on suspicions of smuggling into the prison after a body cam scan. After a body scan detected a tampon. So this is why guys are so fucking stupid, because they just saw something in a girl and they were like, she's trying to bring in drugs, and they fired her. And you know, partially it's not men's fault. Although after a certain point, like we're all adults. You got to do your own research, like just because public school system in America, men aren't even taught about their bodies, let alone. So like teenage girls and like stuff like that growing up and like in college, girls are always so shocked at how little guys know about like periods and like menstrual cycle and like stuff like and like just women's body stuff. And you're like, we're not even taught about ours, let alone yours. The American school system pretends sex doesn't exist. So why would we ever be taught shit like this?
Well, sex is a sin, so.
Obviously. Okay. Like, duh, no one's not saying that.
Have you not had sex?
Alex,
it's clearly premarital sex. No, thank you.
I've had postmarital sex, and I've been divorced five times. But
could you imagine being that guy?
What?
Constantly
who can't,
marrying
who can't
somebody,
have premarital
yeah.
sex.
Constantly well, marrying somebody yeah. and being like, I'm done now.
Well, what you do is you just you run the scheme. You get married once. That way, every sex is always postmarital sex.
Oh, exactly. See, you're outsmarting the system.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Jesus will think that way. But
he'll be all right.
he'll be like, oh,
he'll
you
get
the
it.
Rules.
He'll be like, hey, look, loopholes are loopholes.
That's true. I we all it. Have them. He's like, yeah, like these holes that I have in my hands from dying for your sins. Just as he gives you a dirty look.
No, he's like, oh, I want to shake your hand because you found a loophole. And it's like, oh, careful, though. You're going to touch the hole from where I died from your sins.
Let's sign off. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Have a good one.
See ya.
This one's titled Off the Rails.
You just finished watching an episode of the Can't Sit Still podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please make sure to leave a like, review, or a comment to let us know what you think of the show. If you have a news story that you would like us to review and comment on, send it to can'tsitstillpod@gmail.com or tweet us at @can'tsitstillpod. We hope to see you back next week for some more funny and informative news topics.